Scott? Let's hold up, Scott. We've got all day to prepare for this. All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. We're meeting in the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It's March 27th, approximately 3 o'clock, for an informal on case number PU12823, Enbridge Pipeline, transfer of corridor certificate and route permit. I don't have any opening comments. I would ask Randy if he has any, and then it's Commissioner Fedorchak's portfolio. I'll turn it over to her.
I have none. I'm ready to move forward.
Okay. Julie, it's your portfolio, so I'll follow your lead.
Okay. I think this is our first informal hearing. Is it?
Perhaps.
Since the new commission started. So I'm not even completely sure how these work. So we'll just start talking, I guess. This seems like a pretty straightforward request to me. You've changed the name in your company, and we're transferring some of your previous certificates to your new name. Is that my correct understanding?
Commissioner Brian Biela, representing with Crowley Fleck, representing NIH.
If I could, Julie, usually what we would do is that you'd have any opening comments just like you did, and then we'd turn it over to the company to make their quick case.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then, but a lot of times we look at the portfolio holder, if there's any particular concerns you have right up front, to put them out there so they can answer them as the discussion lays out. So,
I do not have any particular concerns.
Okay. Mm-hmm. With that, maybe if we could just go on the table and get everybody's name for the record,
sure.
And then we'll proceed with you guys. You can proceed.
Yeah. Again, Brian Biela with Crowley Fleck, representing the applicants. Bob, you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Bob Steed. I'm with Enbridge.
Jim Watson, Health Counsel for Enbridge.
Okay. And Patrick?
Patrick Fond, Commission staff.
All right. And Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco will probably be joining us later. So with that, Brian, we'll let you keep rolling.
Just want to mention that Bob is the new manager for Minot Station, having taken over from Mike Muller just a few months ago. So Bob is new in the job running the Minot operation. So we welcome him to North Dakota. Please, for the record, Bob, just state your name and your business address.
Sure. My name is Bob Steed. My business address is 2505 16th Street Southwest, Minot, North Dakota.
And Bob, what is your position with Enbridge Pipelines North Dakota?
I am the director of Enbridge's North Dakota region.
No sworn testimony. That was my fault, Julie.
And Bob, showing you has been marked as exhibit number one. Would you please describe the pipeline, which is the subject of this informal hearing?
Yes, it's a portion of what we refer to as Line 26. It is an approximate 8-mile section of our pipeline that starts near Lignite, North Dakota, in Burke County, and travels north to the Canadian border about 4 miles west of Portal, North Dakota.
And Bob, when was this pipeline built?
The pipeline was originally built in 1995, and this commission issued a certificate of corridor compatibility and route permit to Portal Pipeline at the time for the construction.
And has this pipeline previously been transferred by this commission?
Yes. In 1998, it was transferred to Enbridge Pipelines North Dakota, Inc. And then again in 2001, it was transferred to Enbridge Pipelines North Dakota, LLC.
And please briefly describe the purpose of this pipeline.
Sure. The purpose of this pipeline is to transport crude oil from the Williston Basin in North Dakota and eastern Montana. It's a third outlet that Enbridge has to get crude oil from North Dakota out into delivery points across the United States and eastern Canada. So this will transport crude oil to the north, where it will connect into an Enbridge affiliate in Canada that ultimately gets to the Enbridge mainline system.
And Bob, why is this transfer of corridor certificate and route permit being requested?
Enbridge Pipelines North Dakota, LLC, has entered into an agreement for this transfer of pipeline facility interests with Enbridge Pipelines Bakken LP.
And does Enbridge Pipelines Bakken LP have the operational expertise and financial wherewithal to operate this pipeline?
Yes.
and has Enbridge Pipelines Bakken LP obtained a certificate of fact from the North Dakota Secretary of State evidencing its registration to do business in the state of North Dakota?
Yes.
And also has an official on behalf of Enbridge Bakken filed an affidavit with this commission indicating that if this transfer of quarter certificate and route permit is approved, that Enbridge Bakken agrees to comply with all terms and conditions of the quarter certificate and route permit and on the commission's orders pertaining to this pipeline?
Yes.
And is it your request that this commission approve the transfer of the quarter certificate and route permit from Enbridge Pipelines North Dakota LLC to Enbridge Pipelines Bakken LP?
Yes.
We have no further questions of this witness.
Okay. I don't have any particular questions. I just see if Randy or Julie have any questions, and then we'll sort of Pat and Alana have any questions.
I don't at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Julie?
Can you tell me the difference between Enbridge Pipelines LLC and Enbridge Pipelines Bakken?
Sure. Enbridge Pipelines North Dakota LLC is what's referred to as a common carrier. So all companies have right to ship oil on the system, and we can give no preference to it. Enbridge Pipelines Bakken LP is primarily a contract carrier, where we have entered into contracts with certain shippers to ship certain volumes of oil on a daily basis. We then also have a component that is available to others that haven't entered into a contract with us, but that is the main reason for this and the difference.
So then does this piece of pipeline stop being available to the general use and only available by contract after this switch, or has it always been that way?
This pipeline is capable of transporting 145,000 barrels a day. Of that, 100,000 barrels a day is contract. 45,000 barrels a day is open to use by anybody else.
And that's how it was before this, too? That is not a change?
Well, this is a line that we recently reactivated and then expanded its throughput. So we just put this into service at the 145,000 barrels a day on March 1.
Okay. And then the rest of this map that we have here with your pipelines outlined, who owns, which of these entities owns that?
So Enbridge Pipelines Bakken LP owns from Berthold to the Canadian border through Kinniston and Lignite, that line. That is line 26.
Okay.
The remaining lines on this map are all owned by Enbridge Pipelines North Dakota.
And just so I have it correct in my brain, did we previously transfer that chunk from Berthold up to Lignite?
Commissioner, perhaps I can answer that. The segment from Berthold to Lignite was built in the early 60s prior to the Siting Act, so there are no quarter certificates or route permits per se for that line. One of the things I was going to mention is that in case number 10612, a couple years ago, this commission approved an 11-mile reroute of a portion of the old line and some new pump stations, which is just being completed in construction now. And I mentioned this to Pat and Alana earlier today, we are going to be filing for a similar type transfer for that portion of the project as well, coming up now that construction's done. But the basic answer, it was constructed prior to the Siting Act, no quarter certificates or route permits available for transfer.
Okay. Okay. I think that's all my questions.
Okay. Patrick, or did you have it, Erlana?
Mr. Biela and I visited earlier today about the affidavit that was filed with this application and in support of the application. And I guess as much for the commissioner's benefit as anybody. But what we're looking for in the affidavit from the companies is we're looking for a corporate officer of the company and that says in the affidavit that he is able to bind the company to what he's promising for the company. And we don't think this quite gets there. I guess there's two parts. We would like, if necessary, the affidavit to say that as a general partner of Enbridge, as a general partner, Enbridge Pipelines Bakken LLC has authority to bind Enbridge Pipelines Bakken LP, and then that the individual providing the affidavit is able to bind the company. And with those changes, we'd like to suggest filing a new affidavit.
Okay, now that doesn't change anything in the announcements or anything like that.
No.
Mr. Biela, does that pose any problems to you that you can think of at this time?
We can do that, Your Honor.
Okay. Commissioner.
Commissioner.
We're sitting up here, though.
He is very honorable, however.
We'll never hear the end of that.
Special Agent Christman. Okay, Patrick, anything else?
That's all I have.
Alana, any? Okay, the...
We just had one small item, too, Commissioner, in that we will file, as I mentioned, this supplemental filing for the segment of Line 26 that was in the case.
Okay.
If we assume that there are no one requests a hearing, that there are no issues that arise from the public, we would request that the testimony that was offered today could also be supplemented into that record, rather than necessitating all this, the travel from all the folks to come back and essentially say the same thing, because it's going to be exactly the same. It's going to be from Enbridge Pipelines LLC to Enbridge Bakken. So I realize it's just a request that, should we, no controversy come up on the new request, no one requests a hearing, that we could just transpose this record to that file as well and have the testimony on
it. It's funny, because I was going to ask you, with all of your information you presented today, will you submit that for this informal?
Well, we will be getting a new affidavit.
Don't we have to have that question, Ilana? Don't we have to ask, did you submit your testimony today for the informal? We always ask for that statement from the attorney.
Yeah, that you're asking to submit it into the record.
Yes.
For today.
Paper today, yes.
I'm asking that.
And then you're also asking if the commission would put it in the new case that doesn't exist yet.
Correct.
Which I'm going to ask you to just please put that in your application so we can act on it then. But yes, you do need to ask that this be made part of the record. And Commissioner Kalk will need to say yes or no.
So, Brian, will you submit all this for the record?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. We would accept that. I think Alana's point is very valid. Put that in writing for the next one. I can't speak for all of us at this point, but unless something would change, it seems reasonable at this point.
Thank you very much. Okay. And that is all we have, commissioners.
Okay. So any follow-up, Patrick or Alana? I'll finish back up for Randy or Julie. Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. With that, we'll...
Can someone explain to me the next step then? Are we taking a... Do we do a motion on this down the road? We talk about it. What happens after this with this?
There'll be a motion that comes back from staff to us recommending approval, I would presume, and then we'll vote on it in a motion in a meeting just like we just did.
Okay.
And it'll also have an order.
Yeah, order attached.
Draft order.
Yeah. Excellent.
Okay. Thank you. With that, we'll close the informal.
Thanks.